This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we're following the events at Fort Hood in Texas, where 13 are dead and 30 wounded from a shooting rampage on the base yesterday. We've had, within the last couple of hours, a news conference at one of the civilian hospitals handling the wounded at the Scott and White Hospital outside of Fort Hood. Dr. Roy Smith has allegedly told reporters that one patient told him he was shocked when a man, quote, jumped on a desk and started shooting. And a portrait of the alleged shooter at Fort Hood is beginning to emerge now. Major Nidal Hassan, an Army psychiatrist, is 39 years old. He listed himself in Army records as having no religious preference. But apparently before being sent to Fort Hood, he prayed every day at the Muslim Community Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. And that's according to the Washington Post, which has a profile of Major Hassan in the Washington Post. Christian Davenport from the Post with that story joins us now. You know, what are we learning about his role and identity in the community of Silver Spring, Maryland, Christian?
Well, a portrait is beginning to emerge. Some of the things that we found out is that you mentioned is that he was a very devout Muslim who went to the Muslim Community Center in Silver Spring, which is just north of Washington, D.C., quite often. He was a regular there. They knew him. One of the things that made him stand out was that he would sometimes show up at the mosque in his uniform, in his army fatigues, and had filled out an application or some sort of form talking about, you know, what sort of woman he might like to be matched up with, and had mentioned that he was interested in a woman who was also very religious, who prayed five times a day.
Any family members contacted by the paper?
Yeah, we talked to his aunt, Noelle Hassan, who's from Virginia. And she had said that he had endured some taunting and harassment in the service because of his Muslim faith. And that started after the September 11th attacks. And he had been asking for years to be discharged from the service, but apparently to no avail.
Is your reporting confirming what has been reported by other outlets, that there were perhaps websites where he expressed a criticism of the war? Again, no official connection here, but any sense that he was opposed to the war or opposed to his own deployment?
Well, yeah, that's a former colleague had said that, he had talked openly about being against the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And there was a website that has a screen name of Nidal Hassan. I mean, there's no way to confirm that the major actually is the person who wrote it, but that on this posting on the website, it does talk about how suicide bombers are similar to kamikazes and that they're sacrificing themselves for a cause.
And again, the only connection there is that the names are similar, if not identical, but no real connection. But in any case, the profile of Major Hassan is in the Washington Post, and Christian Davenport helped to assemble that profile. Christian Davenport, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thank you.
Again, covering the aftermath of the shootings at Fort Hood in Texas, in which 13 service members died and more than at least 30 injured, all in the stable condition this morning, the one bit of good news.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.